Happy New Year to you.
Is that a song?
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, we should also Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Welcome to TechPoint Podcast.
I mean, to be fair, it's a new year.
It's a new year.
And yes, we're back. For those of you that thought we were gone, we're back, bitches.
What? You're supposed to say Atilo Atide.
Okay, Atilo Atide.
Yes.
You can say so that if you want. I mean, we're already 17 days into January.
Oh, yeah, 17 years.
I mean, is it just me? January seems faster than usual.
Yeah, it's faster. Yeah.
It's always slow.
It's because you guys are slow.
Like 100 days in January.
Some people are experiencing 3 months of January already.
School fees.
And those people that had very, very dirty December.
Yeah.
My December was very clean. No time.
Mine was almost, you know, almost dirty.
Mine, she used hypo. Hypo and jig.
Anyway, I mean, it's already late in the year, but
yeah,
I think it's not too late to talk
year,
about our moments.
But this year, this year is really interesting, to be honest. A lot of things have happened already, and this
17th.
Cool. So I was thinking we'll just go through our top moments from last year. Some of you have already seen it. The real fans, the fans, not the ones that the haters that thought were not coming back.
So their
own haters. I don't know.
Well, was one of the, like those Nigerian rappers that have imaginary haters.
Anyway, so top moments from last year. I mean, VR360 and Daughters of Chibok.
Oh yeah,
won the best VR story, a Nigerian story. Winning.
Yeah.
At the Venice Film Festival. That was great stuff.
Yeah.
I think for me, that was one of the most interesting things from last year.
Great
then, of course, Iroko's Rock Studios was acquired by Canal Plus, the French media company. They didn't reveal how much it was, but Jason Njoku boasted that the BOI loan they took for ₦500 million, he was able to pay it in cash.
I think it's more than... Oh.
Yeah, it was
half a billion.
He was able to pay back in cash once.
So
can imagine how much.
There's plenty more remaining.
And he said we don't need to raise any money again for now. Can imagine how much that the acquisition was. So that was a big moment. Then of course CCOB acquired iHub.
Yeah.
Nigeria acquiring a Kenyan startup. MTN surpassed briefly Dangote as the most valuable company on the Nigerian Stock Exchange.
That was a nice moment.
Yeah. Nice. That was really a nice good moment.
Yeah.
Of course Jumia IPO too.
Mm-hmm.
Although they lost their unicorn status after, whatever. Then Andela layoff.
Oh,
how the tech community rallied around.
Yeah, that was really nice too. Was great to see.
Yeah, community stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
ecosystem.
The way the community
came around.
Yeah, that's actually the right spirit.
Yeah. And then of course,
well done, everyone.
InterSwitch became our first Nigerian unicorn, $1 billion. It's not
not. Jumia is still the first African, no matter how you want.
Well, there's still that conversation.
We have to settle it soon because we have to settle it soon.
So, not today.
No, we have to say, but I told you now, we have to put a post that we have to come together and settle it.
Whether Jumia was
Jumia
African
is
or not.
An African,
no, we'll define what African startup is.
Yeah, okay. You guys look out for that. Then, of course, Estate Intel won TechPoint Build Pitchstorm.
$10,000.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something that would glitch.
Then the Opecalypse.
Oh, that was interesting.
When Opec came and just scattered the whole industry.
Scatter everybody.
And gave us everything.
It was
It was an oh yeah. Then of course, one of our favorite personal moments, Dari Oladosu got a job offer from Twitter.
From Twitter.
Right here in TechPoint when we hosted Jack Dorsey.
Yippee.
When we hosted Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey is the CEO of Twitter, a co-founder of Twitter. He's also a co-founder of Square, a payment platform in the US.
What
accent is that? Because it's always very hard to differentiate.
I'm trying to give you guys the...
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, we hosted the Agdosi at a private event. And just yesterday too, we hosted the president of Yale University.
Yeah.
Peter
Salovey.
Salovey, yeah.
Is that how to pronounce
it? Salovey.
Salovey.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun conversation.
Yeah.
Some of the executives came from Yale.
From Yale, yeah. Some Nigerians. We had the head of the alumni, Nigerian Yale University alumni.
Yeah.
Who was here too.
I can't remember his name.
So it was a nice conversation. I think we'll be sharing that on the podcast.
Yeah.
The conversations there. So you guys watch out.
We haven't started.
Anyway, so stories for this week. Yes. I mean, we should have been nice to go to stories for the whole year, but
we haven't introduced ourselves though.
Oh, we didn't. Wow. Yeah. Monica should know us by now.
I know.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Apologies to the new listeners. okay, you guys introduce.
Like if you're listening for the first time, my name is Titilola, and you're listening to Tech Point Africa Podcast.
Yeah. And I'm Wiwa.
And my name is Adewale.
Okay.
Welcome to Tech Point Podcast.
Yeah, you guys welcome. And so we'll go.
So what's on the table today?
So let's first zoom out into Africa, looking at Africa.
Okay.
There was a report by Top 10 VPN.
Okay.
About, you know, there was a lot of internet censorship last year.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. From Algeria to Tunisia to Chad to everywhere.
DRC and
they estimate that Sub-Saharan Africa lost $2.15 billion to internet censorship.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's really huge.
That's a lot of money, man.
That's huge.
Do you know how many? Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I mean, the question now is what's the way forward? Because it looks like there will still be many more censorship.
Yeah.
It
looks so.
Sadly.
I just pray we don't have our own share of it.
That's the thing. We have been lucky so far in Nigeria. There was the digital rights bill that the president refused to sign. But there's another bill again. I think we covered it in the previous episodes of the podcast. There's another bill again that has been passed on. And
so there are a lot of bills.
but anyway, so far, you can still go on Twitter and make fun of the president. And yes. Nobody will come.
In fact, mention his handle.
Yeah. But they still arrest some people. I mean, there was someone that was arrested recently.
I mean, most times it's just for offline activism. Like maybe things that happen like away from Twitter, away from social media.
Okay.
Like what's his name now?
Showore.
No, and there's this other activist.
Who was that?
That was trying to defend Showore, and it was beaten by this tout or whatever.
Oh.
Or an arrest. He was arrested, and then he was released, and then he went again and continued his activism. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I remember now, but I can't remember his name. Yeah. That's true. But largely we are still kind of.
Yeah.
Unlike other countries, like Tunisia, for example, where you have to pay a license to be a blogger, like $900 license per year.
Crazy.
Tunisia or Tanzania?
Tanzania. Sorry, Tanzania. And then Uganda, you have to pay 20, is it 20 naira every day?
Yeah, and you can't say anything against the government.
Social media. Crazy stuff.
Okay, anyway, move on.
So away from the bad news, coming to Nigeria, the finance bill was signed by President Buhari. It comes with both bad and good news.
Okay.
The bad news is,
what's the bad news?
VAT is increasing from 5% to 7.5%.
So are people, is it effective right now?
Yes, so apparently news came out yesterday that it's going to be effective February 1st.
Oh, okay. So we shouldn't charge people the 7.5.
Not yet. Yeah. Till February 1st.
And nobody should charge me from till March.
But then the funny thing is, around Africa, I mean, in Ghana, I think VAT is like 17%.
Yes, so it's actually VAT high.
Outrage VAT is about the 7%, because the thing is, look at the effects now. Something that costs 3,000 naira will now cost 3,100 naira. That 100 naira difference is less than a dollar.
So, there are lots of things we need to look at. There are lots of things. So, why our VAT, most of these things have subsidized before? Because of oil, and it's because of the, what's it called? The oil is supposed to be running the economy. But to be honest, the price of the oil actually fell globally. So, it's not bad for the government to actually increase it. But people are looking at it that what are you giving us back as an incentive? In Ghana, as a business that pays whatever VAT, I know I have electricity that I have to pay electricity. But here I'm running my generator. My team will be in traffic. Every other thing the government's supposed to do for me, nobody's doing for me.
Yeah,
I'm still paying crazy VAT.
Yeah.
So it's just some things.
But it's not all bad news. Like you asked now, what is the government doing? So part of that finance bill says that SMEs and startups that have a turnover of less than 25 million naira a year, that's like $60,000, will no longer have to pay companies income tax.
Which is good news.
25 to 100 million will only pay 20%, and then
as
above
opposed to 30%.
Yeah, flat rates.
Yeah.
So
good news, bad news.
Yeah, good news and bad news. Like, you know when they say
it's bittersweet.
Exactly.
Well, it's okay. Let's move on. Don't worry. I have
you have some
reservation on that.
Okay, on that.
I don't want us to be dragging this. So
anyway,
it's
let's move on to somewhat bad news for fintechs. It's still a prediction. So Deji Olowe.
Yeah.
Resident fintech expert. No, not resident, sorry. But fintech, he made some predictions last year.
Yeah.
2019. No, he made some predictions in 2018. And most of them came through in 2019. Yeah. We did a review of that. We'll put a link in that episode so you can see his predictions. So he has made fresh predictions now. And one of the key things he said is that WhatsApp is going to give fintechs a run for their money. Nigerian fintechs. And why is he saying that? Because Facebook, you know, Facebook has launched, although they've not launched in Nigeria yet, mm-hmm. in Africa yet, WhatsApp business catalog. So okay. normally people that use WhatsApp business, they put their products on their status updates. Oh, new shoes, this thing, you know. And then
so
you
now they can now, actually
now
make
reply and say how much.
It's actually been launched. I was telling
Emmanuel it's been launched.
Because yes,
I was confused.
Has. It has.
So I was not wrong. And then I checked again and I... Anyway, so but now they're introducing a catalog feature where you can just have your catalog permanent. So it's like inside WhatsApp, people are like on the e-commerce
out
side.
What checking what you
have. They don't need to reply and send you a message and say how much. They just click what they want to buy and with Facebook Pay, they can...
Yay! Yeah,
so, but they've not launched it in Africa yet. The Facebook Pay.
Yeah,
and the thing about that thing is, a lot of people actually run their businesses on WhatsApp, especially yes. small businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be if it is launched in Nigeria, it will be very seamless.
Very, very,
very seamless.
I think we did a story about
Instagram
how WhatsApp is becoming the preferred.
Instagram and WhatsApp is where people actually run their business.
Yeah,
and so, don't forget, TechPoint inspired. I think 2018. Was it 2018 or 2019?
No, yeah, I didn't know what you wanted.
where the guy from FCMB, the Kenyan guy from, I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah. It was 2018.
When he said banks are not afraid of fintechs, what they are afraid of is big tech like WhatsApp.
Like WhatsApp.
He said it that time.
Oh, we should actually
nice prediction.
Up on that story.
Yeah, so.
You understand?
So that's banks. This was a banker admitting that. Okay, I shouldn't have. Maybe I have to cut out the FCMB part.
No, he said it. It's a public video.
Yeah, sure. The video.
It's their
we'll
CTO.
Put the link to that too.
Okay.
He said it that we should even track him down. Why he actually said that?
Yeah.
We should do track him down.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
So it's happening.
So I mean,
like he predicted it.
Anyway, so I mean, for consumers, good news. Mm. But for fintechs, we'll see. It's still a prediction.
Yeah, it's still a prediction.
I mean, a lot of things can happen in 1 year.
Yeah.
They might be able to out innovate WhatsApp. Or big tech. I'm just saying.
We'll see about that.
At least for a local audience.
This is a billion users app.
Okay,
app with
I'm just saying. But a lot of things can happen anyway. So
yeah, payment.
We'll see how it goes.
Because payment is big deal though.
Yeah, I know that.
So payment is big deal. How Facebook Pay will really work is what we should. Are they going to use bank integration? Are they going to use, if they are using direct payment, are they converting raw cash into digital payment?
So banks,
how many people are still using banks?
So banks will still
Yeah.
But how many people are still using banks?
Exactly.
So I mean, except there is your wallet, you have a wallet that you just...
Exactly. Don't forget, part of the predictions also says that it says OP will become top 10, is it top 10
top
banks?
Top 10 banks in Nigeria. Yes, I saw that. I was okay. Yeah,
crazy stuff. And now OP, people are having OP accounts attached to their phone number, not a bank account. So something.
And you can already send funds from your OP to another person's OP.
OP, exactly.
And like it's like that with a lot of these fintech guys.
Exactly.
Where you do exactly
I think we
need the
really
bank.
Yeah.
You can just send funds to your
beyond
from your
this,
wallet to another person's wallet. So I see that maybe happening. Maybe not exactly in that this thing, but I see something like that happening.
Mm. Let's not forget they have Libra too that they're working on their currency.
Yeah.
Facebook, but Libra.
For me, the moment WhatsApp become a payment platform, it's too dangerous.
It's all over.
For me, it's really too dangerous because I don't need to use anything. My events will just be there. We'll just list TechPoint event over there. Pay us through to WhatsApp.
You know, WhatsApp is still our biggest competition. WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, all these guys. Whether you're media, whether you're e-commerce.
Because the way information is being passed through those platforms
you
is
you
crazy.
You turn to channel and be broadcasting messages.
Exactly.
Just the sending broadcast.
Crazy
all
stuff.
Those people, don't let me talk. All those people migrating to Telegram and stuff. I joined Telegram then.
I can't use, I'm not used to that app.
One of those funky apps that you see. But people you want to talk to, they are not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My cousin, my uncle has WhatsApp.
You know,
just to say, we are now say, go and download Telegram.
You know the annoying thing about Telegram for me? The people I don't even want to talk to, they are there. And when you join, they will send notification that you have joined. Like, why?
To people on your contact list.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I was joined Telegram. Why are you sending it to them? Why are you disturbing me? I don't like that. So I always run away from it. But that's just my personal opinion.
But that's just all our personal. So yeah. Let's move on.
Anyway, let's move on to unemployment in Africa. And somebody wants to solve it. Somebody that we all know. Okay, most of us know.
You know. So most of the people know.
Yeah,
so
okay, we know Co-Creation Hub. We talked about how Co-Creation Hub acquired iHub in Kenya. And co-founder of Co-Creation Hub, Femi Lunge, has left Co-Creation Hub. But he has not gone to retire. He wants to solve Africa's unemployment problem. Yeah.
It's a new startup.
Yeah, what's the name of the startup?
How do you spell it? How do you pronounce it? Kiesto.
Kiesto. It looks like Kiesto. Q-I-E-S-T-O. Yeah. And so we interviewed him and we asked him how he wants to solve the problem. He has some interesting ideas about how he wants to solve it. I think we'll just link to the article and you guys can read.
And tell us what you think.
But yeah, he seems really serious about it. And if there's anybody who can probably, you know, move the needle, it's him. Because, you know, over the last, how many years has CCO been around? Over 9 years. Yeah, and he has traveled all over Africa. So he has seen all the problems, you know, around unemployment all around Africa. So yeah.
So for me, I think Femi Lunge, why it's actually a big news, why it's a news is the experience. These are people that have worked with different startups, not just in Nigeria alone, from different markets. They've seen different innovation come and go. So for him to be trying to tackle this, I think is someone that worth the attention.
Yeah.
And so I wish him all the best.
Yeah, me too.
And I believe, yeah, okay.
Talking about another semi-retired person. In Yabuji, co-founder Andela Flutterwave.
Flutterwave.
Then he said he retired
he
last year.
He always said Flutterwave.
Yeah, he said he said he retired last year to give back to the ecosystem. And now he's putting his money where the mouth is.
So yes, where his mouth is. He has a fund, Future.Africa. So they plan to invest $1 million.
No, not a million actually. He says up to $50,000 in 20 startups. So it's not necessarily 50,000 for each 20 startup.
But for me, I think this is a ticket that we need the most. This small ticket. When early you look stage. At where startups are really dying is early stage. And with our report that we are releasing soon, you realize that once startup go beyond that, they really survive. Like 90% of them survive. So this is really interesting, and we need more people to take such steps.
Yeah.
We apparently, he has already invested in 14 startups.
Yeah.
So he's partnering with like Nadia, also a co-founder of Andela.
Yeah.
And so far, he says he has invested in like 14 startups across Africa, or at least focused on Africa.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Very interesting stuff.
All the best to them. We need this. We need more ticket like this.
Please don't ask us how to apply. I don't know.
But you can read more.
You can read more on it on TechPoint.
Yeah, we interviewed him also. And then you can also go to Future.Africa to find out more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. So this year, like you said, this year is already
a lot of things have happened. And today is just 17.
Today is 17. Today is 17, and a lot of things have happened already.
2020 looks promising. Guys, what are you looking forward to for 2020? We'd like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to? And
share with us on Twitter.
Yeah,
or email.
We did our 5 years anniversary this year.
Oh yes, woo! Yes, that's true. Okay. Yes. So I still have a lot
of 5 years anniversary this year. Yeah. It's been a journey for us. We've done a lot. We go beyond the continent. And yeah, thank you for being there for us. Thank you for reading the platform. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you for attending our conferences. And we have two major conferences coming up. We have TechPoint Build, which is coming up on 30th of April to 2nd of May.
Okay.
2020, the web awards is part of it.
Yeah, we're already taking nominations for.
We'll put the link to that.
You can go to build.techpoint.africa to buy your ticket. We look forward to seeing you there. Then we have SME Clinic.
Yes.
Our SME Clinic, TechPoint SME Clinic, is coming on February 29th. Director, over to you.
SME Clinic, we want to help SMEs like automate their processes. We want you to leverage technology to scale. So if you're a small business owner, you should totally register. It's going to be a very interesting session. We're going to be addressing topics like taking your business online, e-commerce, digital marketing, talking to customer communication, and all of that. So you don't want to miss it. So head on to smaclinic.techpoint.africa to register. And also, we're actually giving grants to businesses. If you're a small scale business, we're going to give you you stand a chance to win 100,000 naira in a business grant,
which is a lot of not many businesses,
you know, how far that can go if you are running a small business. So you should totally check out smeclinic.techpoint.africa.
Even if you're not running an SME, if you know someone that is running an SME,
yes, you should
if you
put
feel
them
like
on.
I'm too big for this, but you know someone who is doing it, yeah, so please put them on it. We'll put details of that on the link too. Don't forget, you can get this podcast anywhere you get podcasts. Apple Podcast, Google Podcast,
Stitcher,
TuneIn, SoundCloud,
everywhere you get your podcast.
We are still waiting. We still like to hear feedback from you. Don't forget to rate, first of all, on Apple Podcast. We hear
and review.
And review, yes. Yeah. And then, if you want to send us, you feel like you're a personal person, you want to send us feedback on how we can improve the podcast, please, you can email us at podcast@techpoint.africa. You can also tweet at us and use the hashtag TechPointAfrica podcast. Anything else?
You can follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
If you haven't followed us already, and you can tweet at us at techpoint.ng. That's TechPointDOTNG. Yes.
Yeah. Adwali, anything?
Nothing. We'll see you guys again. Have a wonderful year. This year is an amazing year. Please don't let it go. Do something. Push something. Make something happen. Cough something.
Okay.
If possible. Just make it happen. No matter what. Yes. We'll see you guys next time. My name is Adewale Yusuf.
And my name is Muiwa.
And my name is Titi Lola.
Peace out.
Have a great weekend.
Atilo Atide.
And we leave.